Drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man.
Detroit Kool-Aid, Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers. What is going on, everybody? This is your host, Derek Oakry. We are talking about the 4-1 Detroit Lions. As I said last week, and it continues this week, anyone that sees me, anyone that calls me, anyone that communicates with me comes up to me and says, "How about those Lions?" So, I got a guy on the other end of the line that's going to talk to me about those Lions, as well as all types of other things, NFL football, the one and only, at Chops in the D. He's probably going to talk about his quarterback. He's probably going to make crazy noises. He's probably got sound drops and gimmicks. He's back. We're going to have a fun show. Our team is rolling. Choppy, what's going on?
Oakry, victory week. What else is there to say, One Pride, other than woo-wee! Hashtag choppy likey. 4-1, baby, and let's roll.
It's incredible, man. So we don't have any time to mess around, Chops. I mean, we want to do a review as only we can do here on the pod, talk about some of the big plays, talk about some of our takes, maybe do some nicknames, probably some sound drops. I want to talk to you about a couple hot takes and a couple big things I've got for the Detroit Lions. I know you've got some opinions. We've got some team updates, some injury news to talk about. And we also got to get ready for a 425 kick against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, against a quarterback that I used to love on this show. This week, and kind of now in general, I got no love for him. And that's where the voice started way back in the day. And that was simply this: Baker Mayfield and the Bucks coming to play the Lions. So, Choppy, let's not mess around. Let's get into this review. Again, I know you want to jump in and talk about the hashtag golf train. I'm sure you can work him in throughout the show. But before I could even blink, three plays, the Detroit Lions raid down the football field, and then a little run play to a guy, you know him, Demo, Faux Show, another Sco, let's go. I think you call him something else, but everyone knows him, especially Dan freaking Campbell, as Demo, 42-yard touchdown by our running back, let's go.
Yeah, ridiculous run there. And of course, I'll allow it. You guys have your, you know, I've called this guy D-Money since before we even had him on the team when I was talking about the preview of running backs I wanted. So I'm going to stick with my boy D-Money. And, but hey, listen, on this play, the thing that's getting overlooked, don't overlook it. The nice blocking play by hashtag JMO Fast. Not only does he get the block to open up the hole, then the dude outruns everybody else on Carolina to match up with D-Money as he's approaching the end zone. The dude was flying. So happy to see that coming right out of the gate with the Jets going from my boy, hashtag JMO Fast.
Chubby, did you like that or did you like this one? A little dime piece from 16 to number 87. I am Sam, right on the money. Everybody in the crowd, lots of Laporta supporters out there. A 4-yard touchdown to our new tight end who's been absolutely balling. 5 plays, 20-yard drive, 4-yard touchdown pass. Gotta love it.
Yeah, JG16 was dropping dimes on that play. We only had to go 20 yards. I think that was coming off of the Hutch one-handed snag interception. And of course, you know who the biggest Sam Laporta supporter is? It's my boy, Hashtag JG16, because this guy loves him some Sam Laporta. When we need a score, when we need a good catch, he's giving him the ball, man. He trusts this guy just like he trusts Amon-Ra and he trusts Josh Reynolds. So love to see it. We were missing some key players today. Didn't skip a beat with guys like Sam Laporta stepping right up.
I just want to reiterate this about Jared Goff and my opinions of him.
I don't hate him. I don't.
Some funny stuff from JP1077, wondering who, was started this hashtag Goff train. I gave you all the credit. I said that me and many others are looking for seats. That's some of the funny goodness that happens on the old Twitterverse. Or is it the X-verse? I don't know why people say it's X or Twitter, or they got to call it both. I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, Choppy, was that over a turnover? 5 plays, 20 yards. Was that a turnover early in the game that you know of? Trying to see how we got the football.
Somebody got unleashed on that one.
Was that Hutch getting after it? That might have been the pick early in the game. The one-handed stab, even if it wasn't, we got to talk about it. Aiden Hutchinson coming upfield, getting blocked by a tight end, fighting him off, and then having the wherewithal to stick his paw out, tap the ball, catch the tap as a defensive lineman, and get another interception. This is 4 for number 97. I mean, we always say this on this show.
Unleash Hutch.
But on Twitter, I went up and said, intercept Hutch. I don't know if it'll catch on as much as Unleash Hutch has, but I like both of them.
I mean, I love the stat that's out there that tells us that Aiden Hutchinson has more career interceptions than the current defensive rookie of the year, Sauce Gardner. So, yeah, Hutch, not only can Hutch be unleashed, not only can Hutch get to the quarterback, not only can Hutch sack the quarterback, this dude has hands like Silky Mitts. He can pick throws off too. So love it, love it, love it. Should have been the number one pick, as my boy Jim Harbaugh said. But man, I'm so glad he's a Detroit Lion.
big time play by Aiden Hutchinson. Love that. Gosh, I mean, just rumble through some of these. I mean, sure, you know, the Panthers come down, they get a score, it's 14-7. Before this game even started, you know, I think I predicted 31-17, and then I pulled my prediction back to like 23-17, somewhere in that range. I think I had it based with the injuries and just kind of that, you know, was this going to team come out and do what they had to do? And I'm sure people were thinking that 14-7, but Chops, I mean, Jared Goff dials up the serpent of death for a 1 yard touchdown pass. And let's just get by that one so you won't talk about your quarterback for an hour. Let's talk about Sam Laporta. How about this triple Lindy double fake whoop-de-doo that they pulled where they just got the ball in about 8 people's hands, pitch it back to your quarterback, and he just unleashes a wide open pass to number 87 for a 31-yard tug. One play, 31 yards. This was after the turnover, I believe, after we created a fumble, winning the turnover battle. So striking hot, striking early. Love this play. Love the throw. Love the design. Ben Genius, I love you. I mean, so much going on here.
Yeah, that touchdown, that one play, 31-yard trickery pass down to Sam Laporta was coming after the interception, where I think it was the first play of that drive for them. And your boy, Jerry Jacobs, had a nice little interception there, Jury. And Ben Genius, again, gosh, this guy is just a gold mine for the Lions. I might have a little take on him, just the absolute love for this guy. But yeah, he dials up a trickery play, man. Like, coming off a turnover, we're already up 14 points at that point. And he goes, no, we're going into the basket. We're going to go a little dipsy. And guess what? It was such a dynamic, amazing play that Kyle Shanahan watched the tape and then was like, oh, I think we could do that tonight. And then he did the exact same damn thing with the San Francisco 49ers. So Ben Genius, the originator of that play, Kyle Shanahan, The copycat.
Imitator.
Ben Johnson, I love you. Ben Johnson, you are my hero.
Thanks, Lomas. Yeah, it was incredible play. You know, he just consistently dials these things up. Whoop-de-doo, the Panthers get a field goal late in the half. By then, it's 28-10 Lions. Lions come out, do what they do, which is absolutely nothing with the ball after halftime. They do nothing in the third quarter. But sure enough, your boy, Jared Goff, with a one-yard plunge. He doesn't need any brotherly shoves. He doesn't need any tush pushes. He just sets up, hikes, dives in, gets in the end zone. That's multiple rushing touchdowns for your quarterback. I mean, this guy's big time.
Oh my gosh, Okri. Is this the part where I get to tell the people that Jared freaking Goff has more rushing touchdowns than Justin Fields this year? How you like me now? Okay, Mr. Running Back playing quarterback. Nah. You ain't even on the same level as my boy JG16 because he's got more passing touchdowns. He's got more rushing touchdowns. This dude is a straight baller.
Well, we'll talk more about that in a minute because, sure enough, the Panthers get an 18-yard touchdown to go DJ that used to be our DJ. And then, come on, Craig Reynolds, his first. I couldn't believe this was his first ever rushing touchdown. Guy had like a couple hundred-yard games. He seems to do well every time he comes in the game, but he's never found the paint. He gets a touchdown. And did I mention the score at this point, Choppy? 42-17 for the Lions. This is an absolute beatdown. That was a 7-play, 75-yard drive with your quarterback and all types of people throwing dimes. I mean, we're doing split leg between the quarterback's leg plays on third down. We're throwing the ball short. We're throwing it deep. We got gadgets. We've got run plays. We're tougher than you. We're bigger than you. I mean, it was just a fun game to watch from start to finish.
Yeah, Okri, and on that Craig Reynolds touchdown, first ever in his career, the guy who sprinted off the sideline to hoist that bro up in the air was, his fellow running back, D Money, and it was just great to see, man. Like you said, Craig Reynolds had ripped off some big plays, but then they always got down to the goal line and they gave it to Swaggy, or they would rumble in with something else, so he never really got to punch one in. So it was so nice to see him finally be rewarded. At that point, again, we're up so big. I don't even want any of our key marquee guys in the game. So, I'm totally fine with Craig Reynolds and happy for him to get in the end zone there. And then of course, Carolina throws in a useless touchdown with like 2 minutes left, which, again, who cares, but, 42-24. And by the way, Okri, did you realize that we were missing Amon-Ra? Did you realize that we were out without the elite weapon Jahmyr Gibbs? Did you notice any of these other offensive pieces that were not playing in the game? Or did we just not skip a beat? Did the depth players ball? And did Jared Goff just command this offense and put up 42 on the Carolina kitty kitties?
You know what I noticed, Choppy, is that you continually... I remind you, I coach you, I tell you, I remind you what Brad always open for business. We might get into that later. Holmes called this man, and it's not an elite weapon. It's a multidimensional, positionless, elite weapon. So, you're not giving him enough credit. He gets like four adjectives. You're only giving him one. I mean, we got to get that fixed. And then you mentioned Amon-Ra. I mean, or as I dubbed him first and foremost, ARSB. They just decided to sit these guys because they knew we were going to drop a 40-piece on them. They knew they couldn't hang. I got a little worried, I'm not going to lie, but I pretty much knew we had this one in the bag. We showed up and did our thing. Adam Thielen is becoming one of my more... He's on my top 10 most annoying list now in the National Football League. I can't stand him. Kind of like smug. Kind of like the mayor of Munchkinland down there in Arizona. Like, it's... again, I'm not going to go on a rant about that. This was an incredible win by the Lions. And just drinking Kool-Aid and cornbread everywhere, man.
Drink it in, man.
Cornbread, cornbread.
Everybody is absolutely loving it. 4-1, leading the division. Green Bay lost after this game. I mean, we're rolling. We're heading down to Tampa to get after them. But before we get into that, man, I know you got some other takes. You probably got a couple stats in your back pocket you want to get off. But, like, just quick news and notes after this Dubski. Like, I feel like Dan Campbell has indicated that my boy Josh Pascal is probably coming back. I'd love to see him. He was playing ball early, and you just have not had him, unfortunately. It looks like we're going to get that wide receiver that we just mentioned, as well as that running back. Mr. Gibby is going to be back, along with St. Brown. And I think we're going to be ready to roll at 425, heading down to play Tampa Bay. What other injuries, news and notes, things going on with the team do you got ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because it sounds like on the offensive side of the ball, we got some pieces coming back. And Okri, if we are putting up 42 points, and again, I know it's Carolina, right? I don't want to oversell this. I don't want to, but if we're putting up 42 points without those players, can you imagine what this team is going to look like fully healthy in the playoffs in January? I mean, I can't even wrap my head around all the ridiculousness that Ben Genius is going to be drawing up, that JG16 is going to be dropping dimes. We're going to have thunder and lightning with D-Money and Jahmyr Gibbs. We're going to have all these offensive weapons. We got Sam Laporta, Steady Hands, the Serpent. It's going to be amazing. A healthy O-line through and through. Imagine what this team can do against anybody in the league. This offense can stand toe-to-toe with anybody. I am not concerned about them at all. And guess what? I even don't feel bad when we have to go with our backups, because we just know that Jared's going to do what he's got to do. Ben's going to dial up the plays. And it's just insane. Jared Goff, the top-rated PFF quarterback through 5 weeks. People, if you do not have your ticket to the hashtag golf train, I don't know what the hell you're waiting for, because I've been telling you for 3 seasons to buy your tickets. Well, guess what? The train took off. He's the number one quarterback in the league. And if you're not on, you're not on.
So, basically, Shops is saying if you weren't about Jared Goff before, you didn't got time for your Bula Bula.
I don't want your Bula Bula support when it comes to Jared Goff. You don't get to join the Goff train. You're off, bro. You're off. Exactly.
Unbelievable stuff. That was yelled at me during a debate about a year ago. I'm trying to find a ticket. I'm sitting in the back. I'm hanging on the back, whatever I got to do. Willing to pay this man a reasonable rate, a good rate, when the time is right. So all that is spot on. And before we go to our commercial break, man, I just want to hit on this. Like, the Detroit Lions are going to be buyers come the trade deadline, which is the end of October. Now, do I have a bunch of names right in front of me that are reasonable or that could be that I can pass over to Brad, always open for business homes right now? No. Will I have some probably by the next pod? Yes. Do I think that they have been saving that dinero, that in their piggy bank for a reason, especially when they got off to this kind of start, especially after we beat Tampa Bay, especially after we go into Baltimore and do work? Right around when the Oakland Raiders or the Las Vegas Raiders come to our house on Monday Night Football, yeah, I think Mr. Holmes is going to be making an addition and possibly a big one.
Yeah, Okri, as jacked about as I am about the offense, man, the defense has just been ridiculous too. And to think that, I mean, we can dive into the defense in a little bit here. I got, you know, we got some stats on you, but to think that Brad Holmes, who is always open for business, by the way, could add a piece at the deadline to this defense, you know, potentially in the secondary where we've got quite a few injuries, but I mean, again, I'm looking up and down and I'm like, of course, I'm never going to turn down picking up a stud. But I'm like, dude, what's our biggest need right now? Like, what is the glaring hole right now on either side of the ball that I just need to find a guy? And I can't name it. I mean, again, are you telling me would I love to have Max Crosby? Absolutely. Are you asking me if I'd like to have a stud piece in the secondary? Maybe a little Sertan? Absolutely. But I'm telling you, do I need to add one of these pieces to be able to go toe-to-toe with the top echelon in the NFL? No, I don't, because I'm doing it right now with what I got. And that is the best part about all this. It's homegrown. It's built through the draft. It's put together by these two men, Brad Holmes and Dan freaking Campbell. And it's just, it's enjoy the ride, people, because damn, it looks good right now.
There's no doubt, man. All those names you threw out are the kind of ones you see out there on social media. But I just think Brad Holmes knows exactly what this team needs. He knows what they what will fit. He's been saving that money, like I said. He has let the season play out rather than doing what some of us fans want, which is to spend the money before the season. He now sees he's in striking distance. He knows that this team can probably do some work regardless, but if you add a piece or two, you could really get some things done. I think the radio was talking today that a home playoff game at Ford Field will either happen on January 13th in the evening. A couple games at times I think are on Sunday. And then there's also a Monday game that could be rocking at Ford Field as well. So everybody, mark your calendars. Take that time off. Take multiple days off afterwards if you're smart, because it's going to be crazy. But Chops, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's go ahead and take a break, get our great sponsors in here. When we come back, I'd like to give a big-time hot take, a get the people all excited, serve up some Detroit Kool-Aid, as well as give some wonderful shout-outs to our great listeners, our DKC Select members. And then we got to talk all about how we're going to go down to Tampa Bay and beat the Creamsicles. So you ready to do that after the break, man?
Yeah, agree. Listen, you don't want me to start telling everybody where we're going to be tailgating for the playoff game and start getting your tickets now. And we don't have to get into that right now. We can let the people, that's we give people a little break here. Give them a chance to have a drink that Kool-Aid in. And then we'll get back to
drink
the break.
Drink it now. Double-sided cornbread. Everybody will be right back.
Cornbread! Cornbread!
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, everybody, this goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we're back from the break. I know you filled up your glass with that Detroit Kool-Aid. Pulled out a nice, piping hot loaf. That Lions, Cornbread, and we're ready to get into this. So lots to do on the back end. We'll definitely preview this Tampa Bay game. We're definitely not trying to bore you to death with all the same old you hear on every other pod. But we've got takes, we've got opinions. But before we get into all that, I just want to thank you guys for listening to our sponsors. Thank you to our DKC Select members. That really means a lot. We appreciate that. And all the people out there that are always supporting the show, sharing the show, making us laugh. You know, just crazy how it's all been going down. This show's been going, gosh, we are probably nearing 500 episodes. I don't have it in front of me. It might be over that. I don't even know. But this is like, we started this pod when that, you know, head coach from New England came into town that we shall not speak of. And now we're rolling with Dan freaking Campbell and company, winning ball games finally. People don't know what to do with these wins. I may have a rant on that here in a few moments, but live it up, drink it in. This is a great time. Quick shouts to the great Natalie Sparbeck, always putting out Lions content, whether local or national. She's basically a reporter now, but she's the great Natalie Sparbeck. If you see her at Eastern Market or wherever, tailgating, rocking her retro trucker hats. We got JP1077. He's always hitting me up, checking in. He's trying to compete with me in fantasy football. He's talking to me about this. Always repping the Lions, rolling in his Honolulu Blue Jeep. And just a great supporter of not only the Lions, but of the show. So always appreciate him. Go Blue Lexi 117 Choppy. She's Go Blue. She's Wolverines. But she's definitely repping those Lions. First time season ticket holder. She always helps us out by getting the show out there. She's doing big things both in the podcast world, social media. Who knows what else she's up into these days. And I shouted him out last week. But if he didn't hear it, he needs to hear it again. Because the stash in the ATL had one of the better voicemails I've heard. Steve from Cali is back, Choppy. He shows up on the Kool-Aid hotline. He actually is alive and he's repping those Lions. He says he's coming to the D for a game. I want to say he's coming to the Chicago game. So that's big time from Steve from Cali. C-Mill from Wisco is back in on the Kool-Aid hotline. You know the tuna is out there talking smack, as well as Young Santa and many, many more. Chops, you got any quick shouts? Anybody you want to hit up before we get this thing rolling?
Yeah, Okri, look, I mean, I think you hit almost the entire Twitterverse here, but I think I got a couple more to add because I'm the loving people. Me some Twitterverse, man. Listen, this, we do this podcast for the people, and this and week the I just want to shout out a couple of those people.
Of the hold millions. I thought I coached you, Choppy. If you're gonna say the people and then pause, we got to get the drop in. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I get so excited. I'm so excited to talk about the people here because the two people I want to shout out today, they've been retweeting and liking and sharing a bunch of stuff here, is the Flounder 269 exclamation point. I think he may have retweeted a couple of JG16 hashtag golf train love fest tweets there. And then Brian, glory, glory, Man United, is another great Lions fan. He seems to really like the great Natalie Sparbeck because he's kicking a couple of her tweets out there, retweeting some of the things. I think he actually retweeted the show this week. Really appreciate the love from those two Twitterverse followers and Kool-Aid drinkers. Woo!
Hey, Flounder. Hey, Brian. Glory, glory. I got a little something for you. Hold on.
Who is this Rudy Pooh?
That's for you, Flounder, and Brian, glory, glory. But we appreciate you watching the show. I'm not going to do the it doesn't matter, because it does matter. We appreciate you and everybody else. And the last but definitely not least, our boy, Notorious DET. Chops, tell him what you got from him, because I'm rocking a Navy Grit t-shirt right now from our guy.
Okri, right now, it's in honor of opening week for my hashtag Let's Go Red Wings. I'm rocking the Steve Austin Zamboni driving red wing shirt with the logo on the back for Notorious DET. I love this shirt. It's comfortable. It's fantastic. And it's everything that I love about Detroit sports, and with a little sprinkle of WWE.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
Hold on. We got to give him his drop. He's the man. You got to check his Spotify store out. Go buy some merch. I think he's got a new
Unleash Hutch.
Nope, he didn't steal our gimmick, but he created a Hutchamania shirt, brother. absolutely incredible. So definitely go check him out. And yeah, Choppy, we just appreciate all the people. And after I scolded you, I'm not going to go to the drop because I got a take. I got a rant. I got something I got to get into right now before we get to Tampa Bay. And that's simply this. Hey, Kool-Aid drinkers. Hey, Lions fans. Hey, bandwagon people. Hey, SOLs, formerly or current. Stop apologizing for wins. Stop going into every game acting like it's going to be the same as it was 30 years ago. Stop worrying about every little thing if the game's close in the first quarter. We have a good football team. We have a deep football team. We are overcoming injuries. We have Ben Genius. We have Jared Goff. We have offensive weapons. We have guys on defense that can finally cover a coffee table. So I'm here to tell you, listen up close. I put it on Twitter that I don't see anyone playing better football than the Detroit Lions. And I'm here to tell you that the Lions are Super Bowl caliber. Yes, I said it. And I also, they're not just Super Bowl caliber. They have a chance to not only win their division, not only get a home playoff game, not only win a game in the playoffs, they have chances to be a top team in the NFC. They have a chance to represent the National Football Conference in the Super Bowl and win it. So get on that train. Drink that in, everybody, because I'm just sick of all this humming and hawing and when's the sky going to fall. And let me tell you how long I've been a Lions fan. They've hurt me too much. Just drink in that. What you're seeing is what's real. Your eyes are not lying to you. This team can win the whole damn thing.
Drink it in, man.
Cornbread! Cornbread!
There you go, Choppy. That's what I got.
Okay, are you okay there, buddy? You take a sip of Kool-Aid, buddy. It's okay. It's all right. Listen. If anybody, you know, turned on this show to hear about the SOL, they need to shut the damn mouth, and they need to start talking and thinking about the brand new Lions, people. This is the national media. People are loving us. Look, I it's so funny because in this type of game, this game against Carolina is a perfect example, right? Usually in years past, we were on the other side of this, and so it didn't even get played in the highlights for the, you know, Sunday night or Monday night, whatever. Didn't even make the highlight reel. Guess what, folks? We dominated a team that was so bad it didn't even make the highlight reel because it was a total blowout by a team that they expected to blow out an inferior team. We are doing what the national media expects us to do now. We are doing what Dan freaking Campbell expects us to do right now. And again, just enjoy it. Stop worrying about it. This is the brand new Lions, people.
We're going to bite a kneecap off. We're going to smile at you. We're going to take your other kneecap. We're going to smile at you. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. We're going to be the last one standing. All right. That's going to be the mentality.
That's what I'm talking about, Dan freaking Campbell. All right, Choppy. I'm a little bit calm, but I need to get that out. And I want to raise the bar. I want expectations high because that's how good this team has played through five games. I know there's a lot of games left. I know lots of things can happen. But you know what also can happen? The Lions could win the whole damn thing in Las Vegas this year and win the Super Bowl. So before we do that, Choppy, we got to go down to Tampa Bay. They're going to be wearing creamsicle orange jerseys. They got Baker Mayfield, quarterback. They feel like they got weapons on offense. They feel like they've played good football. They're somehow leading their division. They think they're going to beat us because it's in their house and they're ready to roll coming off a bye week. Well, I think we got a little something for them. I think we're going to come down there ready to play. I think we're getting healthy. I think we're playing good on both sides of the football. Talk to me about this game, what you expect, and how it's going to go down.
Oh, great. This cracks me up, right? Like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers think that they're something. Let's just talk about the teams that they beat. The Packers. The Bears. The New Orleans Saints. Like, you have played and beat three cupcakes. And then, yeah, they hung with the Philadelphia Eagles for a minute. But still lost by two touchdowns, by the way. Dude, This, I expect this to be exactly like the Carolina game. We're going to go down to Tampa, and I guess it's on the road, so maybe I won't say that we're going to win by 2 touchdowns. But, bro, we are going to go into Tampa. We're going to smack these bitches around. Pardon my French. I don't know if we're allowed to say that on the show. The Tampa Bay Bees. We're going to absolutely smack them around, okay? Baker Mayfield ain't nothing, okay? I know you used to like him. Maybe not so much anymore. But, again, I'm looking at this everything toe-to-toe. Points for. We scored 65 more points in this team, okay? Like, yes, they, you know what? You know why they're a +7 and leading the league in the turnover battle? Because they played Kirk freaking Cousins and Justin freaking Fields, okay? They have played nobody. They have beat nobody. They're not scoring points. Yeah, their defense has a little bit here and there. Yeah, they got some weapons that might be able to produce, but they got Baker Mayfield throwing the ball to him. Okay, Hutch is going to be all over this guy. I'm expecting at least 3 sacks. There's going to be more QB pressures than you can even count. Baker Mayfield's going to be running around like a chicken with his head cut off, scrambling for his life. It's going to be a bloodbath, Oakley. An absolute bloodbath.
Oh, Choppy. So you've obviously been drinking that Kool-Aid. I get it. We all want to win every football game. I just went on a big rant about how we can win the whole damn thing.
Don't do it, Oakley.
I'm not afraid of this matchup, but I also feel like, you know, it's what would this be like? 3 row wins in a row. This would be a big. You know, we've won like how many out of like 12 out of the last 15 games? I mean, we are on a crazy run that just doesn't happen in the NFL. But I mean, with all that being said, I mean, I can't agree with you more. I feel like there's no reason. There's nothing this team does that scares me. Yes, I like Mike Evans. Yes, I like Chris Godwin. Okay, I'm going down their defense off top of my head. David is super old but still productive at linebacker. They got the other linebacker that just runs around crazy and makes plays, and PFF hates him and gives him like a 20 score every week for the way he plays football. They got some okay corners. I like Winfield at safety. He makes plays on the football. Your boy Jared Goff's gonna have to protect the football against him. They got Vita Vea's big body up front, a couple young rushers on the edge and inside. So, that's a good amount of football players that I like, but I feel like the Lions can match them, and it's going to come down to who do I want? Dan freaking Campbell and his coaches, especially Ben Genius, or Todd Bowles? Oh, my name's Todd Bowles. I did okay on defense 10 years ago, and so I keep getting head coaching jobs and getting fired. Like, I'm sure he's a great human being. Todd Bowles, again, is a guy I would love as my neighbor, maybe my friend at church. But I don't want him as the leader of my football team or a guy that's going to outthink, outscheme, and outwill anyone. And he's definitely not going to do that to the Detroit Lions this week.
Oh, Crete, you know who else this team has? You know who else Tampa has?
Who's that?
It doesn't matter who they have, okay? It doesn't.
Well done.
I'm pulling the rock out. If you have the sound drop, drop it. And if you don't, then just let me roll with it because it doesn't matter. We are the brand new Lions, and no one on this team scares me, and we're going to go down and take care of business in Tampa.
You know what you need to do, Chops? That was well executed, but I think Hutch might go up to the quarterback on the old Buccaneers there, wearing the orange jerseys, looking like a old retro style of ice cream, and just say something, like this.
What is your name?
And right before he can retort with his beard and his mouthpiece in, you know, Hutch just hits him with this.
Doesn't matter what your name is.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen to my boy, Baker Mayfield.
It sounds like that's what's going to happen because, again, you can list off players on both sides of the ball in. I have zero fears now. Like, we have gone into Green Bay. We have gone into Kansas City. We have gone into Green Bay again. We are beating teams that we should beat. Yes, it's the NFL. Listen, I am not expecting the Lions to go, rip off and go 16-1. I'm not, okay? I know we're going to lose a game in here and there, but I'm telling you right now, people, this game is not that game, okay? It's flexed. Again, who cares? Look, what did Dan Campbell say? Oh, you're looking for us? You don't have to go very far because we're right outside your door hunting your ass, okay? Like, we're coming to Tampa. Yeah. The blue The Blue is going to invade the stadium, and we're ready for you. So I am not, I have no fear in this game. None.
Give me a hell yeah!
Thanks, Stone Cold.
You just made a good point there, Choppy, about the Honolulu Blue, the loyal, diehard Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers. You know they show up big anywhere, but you know there's a ton of them in Tampa. You know there's a ton that are heading down to Tampa. You know that stadium's going to be about 40 to 60% Lions fans drinking that delicious Kool-Aid double-sided cornbread. I mean, I think we take over the stadium. I think we hang tight early, pull away late. Chops, it's about time we do those score predictions. I got our Lions scoring 28. I got the Buccaneers in their old retro, you know, oh, look at us jerseys. I mean, gosh, this is a game I've been putting like where I like to put it at 4. I like to put it at 7 or 10 just for comfort. I'm torn on this one, but I must say, how about we win a thriller in their house? 28 for the Lions, 27 for Tampa Bay. I don't know if it's going to be a late field goal. I don't know if we're going to be up. I don't know if Tampa Bay is going to go for a 2-point to try to beat us. I don't know if we're going to go for a 2-point to beat them, but I got a 1-point win for the Honolulu Blue and Silver in Tampa Bay, crushing the orange. There you go.
I mean, okay, listen, as far as Tampa Bay goes, as far as them putting up 27 points, you think Rashad White, Keyshawn Vaughn, and Chase Edmonds are going to put up any kind of numbers, and your boy who likes to scramble, Baker Mayfield, is going to put up any kind of numbers against this defense that's only allowed 340 total rushing yards season?
Nope.
That's exactly right. Okay, you think that Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are even going to have time to get the ball and get open because Baker Mayfield's going to be scrambling around because Hutch and everybody else is going to be all over his ass. I can't even put together a score with them putting up 27 points on us. I can't. I just can't see it. I mean, unless something just catastrophically happens, you know, something, I don't know, pick sixes, fumble returns. I don't know, man. Something crazy is going to have to happen for them to put up 27 points on us. Because I have this as a 35 to 20 dubski. And again, I went light because, again, it's in Tampa, right? I was ready to go 35 to 14 because, again, this team is not good. They're not good, man. And their defense is okay. Their offense is not good. So they cannot get it together. This is not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers led by my boy, Tom Brady. This is the Tampa Bay Creamsicles led by Baker Mayfield, who can't throw it down the field and is going to be scrambling around all over the place. So you heard it right here. 35 to 24 or 21.
I think you only gave him 20, but Chops, this is basically your score prediction in sound bites.
Detroit Lions.
And for Tampa Bay.
You said it, Dan Miller.
Oh, there we go. Big dubski. We've both got them coming out with a win. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, again, everyone says one game at a time. Respect everybody. NFL, anybody can win. Like, you beat them, then you go win one in Baltimore, and then you take care of business on Monday Night Football. I mean, that'd be a way to head into the bye week, Choppy, and I don't see why this team can't do it. So, obviously, they're going to lose a couple more games throughout the year, but they got a light schedule. They're getting healthier. They got a football team. They got that dog. They got that swagger. They got an alpha head coach. They got a genius at offensive coordinator. You know, just keep playing good ball, putting up points. And it's going to be a really fun season. Lots of Kool-Aid and cornbread for everybody, man.
Yeah, Okri, look, they got a couple of tough road games coming up, and to me, this is not one of them, right? You want to talk about a trap game. You want to talk about any given Sunday. You know, you can talk to me about Baltimore. You can talk to me about Justin Herbert and Los Angeles. You know, maybe you could even talk to me a little bit about Dallas. Maybe. But I think by that point, we may be resting players because we might have the whole shebang clinched. So actually, no, I'm sorry. That's only week 17. By week 18, we won't even be playing anybody. It'll be, I don't even know who our backup quarterback is. It'll be, you know, Teddy Biscuits will be out there. But listen, this is not the trap game, folks. Put your money on the over for the Lions and put your money line on the money line for the Lions and get those promos out. You know, is this where I shout out all the different betting sites since they gave us JMO, hashtag JMO Fast back early. But listen, bet the Lions, bet them big, and let's roll.
Woo! Hashtag choppy liking.
Woo-wee!
Everybody, that's what we got. We served up that Kool-Aid. We had a bunch of fun. We talked about a great win against Carolina Panthers. A big road game coming up against Tampa Bay. And we'll catch you next time right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Take care, everybody. We're out.
I'm like, that's Baker Mayfield right there. Baker. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to let you. He sucks. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Mark it down.
Pack the bags, start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions.
Drink it in, man.